family.
It's been a long time. It's been a really long time. And a lot has gone on. I just want to start by saying I apologize. We had a run going and I slowed down on it. I'm sorry about that. But I'm going to get into this one kind of quick. I just want to talk about vulnerability and openness as men. You know, lately you see a lot of posts going around on social media saying, who do men vent to? And it's tough for men to vent because it's tough to find somebody who you can actually open up to that you know actually has your best intention at hand. And the problem with that is we have a lot of men that we call our brothers and that we call our homeboys. But when something traumatic goes on in our life, we can't open up to them. And I'm here to say that that's got to stop. I myself, I got a few good people in my corner. You know, I actually got a younger guy I call my brother. For now, he'll go unnamed, but he knows who he is if he listens to this. People close to me know who he is. And deep spiritual guy, probably the deepest spiritual guy I know. And he's younger than mostly every other guy I call my brother. And I can open up to him about trauma, about emotions, about feelings. And my bond with him is so 100. And it's a $150 because of it. Because in that same instance, I know that when I share that with him, he can share those same things with me and they remain confidential. But I can look at him and know that I love him. You know what I'm saying? He can openly tell me he loves me. Like, I love you, bro. You know, not even just, oh yeah, that's my nigga. He look out. He always down for me. He always ride for a nigga. He always keep it a buck. No, like, I know that when I'm sitting down and I'm at a dark point in my life, I know I can call bro and bro and be like, I'll come sit with you. And that's it. Sometimes all you need is somebody just to sit with you. But I'm here to just say, like, it's okay to open up. It's okay as men, it's okay to open up. It's okay to admit that you hurt. It's okay to admit that you have emotion. It's okay to admit that you have an emotion other than anger or other than having love for somebody. Bro, you can be in pain. You can admit that something is bothering you. You know, we have to take better care of ourselves. We have to take better care of our brothers, man. Like, as kings, we have to heal. We can't be a king if we hurt. Because we go around and we hurt these women that we call queens. And we hurt these women that we claim to love because we got something going on that's deeper than them. But then we pour it all off on them. And now we it's habitual. We blame them for our problems. Or we be like, why can't you fix me? But it's not up to the woman to fix the man. It's up to the man to find help and fix himself. The man should be that rock for the woman. Of course, it's vice versa. But we as men, we don't want to admit that we hurt. We don't want to admit that we fucked up and that we broke on the inside. So we don't want to, you know, but then when we finally find a woman that we can be vulnerable with, we pour it all off into them. And now they're burdened with our traumas and our childhood past and our issues on top of their own. We can't keep being a burden to our women. We talk this junk about they want us to pay bills and this and that. Bro, at the end of the day, money is the weakest form of energy exchange there is. If that's all that you bring to the table, get the fuck on, bro. Money is the weakest form of energy exchange. It has no meaning. What type of energy are you going to exchange with this woman that's going to make her grow? What type of energy are you exchange with this woman that's going to feed her? Is it time? Is it knowledge? Is it wisdom? Is it spiritual? Is it emotional? Is it physical? Money ain't shit, bro. Paying bills don't mean shit nowadays. That's all, and that's the problem. That's all we drive everything behind. Can you pay my bills? Can you do this? What can you bring to the table? Bro, at the end of the day, what can you do for my mind? What can you do for my spirit? It ain't about getting somebody who just look good and somebody that got a good bank account. Get somebody who feel good. Because those people who feel good, they going to be there with you when you don't have that money. They going to be there with you when you don't have that Benz, when you don't have that lavish house, when you not dropping thousands of dollars every month on just some bullshit. What, as men, what we going to bring to the table other than money? Because when you bring that to the table, that's when you find the woman who going to stick it out with you. So long as you only bringing women to the table who appreciate you for the money exchange that you have and that energy exchange that you have, you never going to find that one that's going to value your energy, that's going to value your spirit, that's going to value your mental and your emotional. But you can't bring all that because you don't know how to express it. Man, we got to stop being closed up. We was taught to only protect and provide, and that's it. It's okay to hurt, and it's okay to get help. If y'all want my help, hit me up. I go to therapy myself. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I go to therapy myself, so everybody look at me like I'm some, either people really, really hate me or people really, really adore me. There's not really an in-between, but I go to therapy myself. I don't do it for anyone else but myself. I feel better for me. It's okay, man. I don't do what I do. I don't open up and say what I say just for the sake of saying it. I don't say it for the sake of people liking it. I don't say it for the sake of people liking me. The people who matter will be in my life. The people who matter will be there for you. The people who matter will be there every step of the way. And if you hurt them because of your trauma, that's on you. You can't be mad at them. We gotta do better. It start with us. We gotta stop blaming society and women and other men and man, bro, it start with yourself. Take everything that you looking at, everything that you pointing, and point it all back internally and see how much it hurts. Face them demons on the inside and be like, whoa. Start with yourself, man. It's okay. Therapy is okay. Therapy is normal. We gotta heal. It's perfectly okay. If my homeboy call me and he wanna call me and he wanna cry, bro, I'ma listen to this nigga cry. Excuse my language. I'ma listen to this guy cry because I'm here for you, bro. If you my homeboy, you tell me you love me, you hold me down, bro. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to open up. I'm not saying turn into an emotional creature, but realize that the lack of emotion that you had and the lack of compassion that you had in life really has fucked you up. Most of us don't even love ourselves. We only love what we can do. We so busy fucking hoes, not even realizing you only doing that because you don't love yourself. Because you don't feel nothing. Shut everything down. Look at who you looking at in the mirror and start there. It's perfectly okay to be damaged. What's not okay is to stay damaged and to keep dismissing it. No, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, just pray about it. That's dismissive. What's up, bro? What you need to talk about? What's going on? Everything all right? Open up and live life. Love yourself and love yours. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all.